This is JIS News. Coming up, Senate passes legislation to entrench local government in the Constitution. 5-year climate change plan being developed for agricultural sector and the Marine Cadet Corps program to be established in 15 schools. Details after this message.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's amnesty, now extended to July 31. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Companies Office of Jamaica Amnesty, now extended to July 31. Call 908-4419-24 for details.
Now the news. The Constitution Amendment Local Government Act 2015 bill was passed without amendment in the Senate on Friday. The local government bill is in keeping with recommendations in the August 1993 report on the Constitution of Jamaica and the May 1995 final report of the Joint Select Committee of the Houses of Parliament on Constitutional and Electoral Reform. The bill received 17 votes with no opposition.
It is indeed a good step. We are at a good place. And it is with great anticipation that we look for the accompanying bills, the three strategic laws, that I am sure will now complete the kind of platform and framework that is needed for a new day in local government in Jamaica.
Deputy President of the Senate, Senator Dr. Angela Brown Burke. Under the legislation, local authorities are being given the ability to perform regulatory functions to facilitate the management, improvement, and development of resources of local communities. The bill also allows Parliament to make provision for local authorities to generate and spend their own revenue and to provide for the holding of local government elections. A 5-year climate change strategy and plan, CCSAP, is being crafted for the agriculture sector. The plan is intended to strengthen the sector's resilience to weather-related impacts such as droughts, tropical storms, and hurricanes.
This 5-year strategy and supporting action plan is intended to position the agricultural sector to adapt and mitigate the effects of climate variability and change while achieving its food security and competitiveness objectives. The CCSAP will focus largely on key agricultural subsectors, namely crops, traditional exports, domestic and non-traditional exports, and livestock.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer. He was addressing a Climate Smart Symposium in Kingston Thursday. The climate change strategy and plan is being developed by the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries through funding from the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, and the Jamaica Rural Economy and Ecosystems Adapting to Climate Change, JA REACH project. The Ministry of Education says it is concerned about the relative ease of access to marijuana and other illegal substances within school zones. Speaking in Parliament earlier this week, Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite said a recent survey conducted by the National Council on Drug Abuse showed that from a sample of 38 schools, 50.4% of students reported that it was easy to obtain ganja and other substances in and around their schools. Reverend Thwaite says as a result, the Safe Schools team is developing a strategy to address the problem. He says the ministry is also looking closely at the issue of vending outside school campuses.
We understand the reasonable trade that vendors at school gates carry out, but we have to establish regulations and protocols that are going to govern this, because oftentimes there have been reports that contraband weapons and illegal substances are purveyed side by side with the tangerines, the cheese tricks, and the school supplies.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. And a Marine Cadet Corps program is to be established in 15 schools starting this September. The Ministry of Education is partnering with the Caribbean Maritime Institute to implement the program aimed at improving discipline among students. The ministry has also mandated the establishment of a safety and security committee at all schools.
Comprising both internal and external partners, involving parents, involving concerned individuals, alumni, teachers, as well as administrators and the security forces.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite speaking in Parliament earlier this week. The police are also supporting the introduction of a new chaplaincy program in schools. Starting in September, members of the police chaplaincy unit will volunteer their services at nearby schools. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.